Chapter 2. Somehow my legs carry me over to the sofa. There's a smell of stale urine in the air. I stare down at Julia. Her eyes are closed, and one arm is folded across her chest. She looks peaceful. She's dressed in sweatpants and a ribbed cotton top. Classic Julia wear for a girls-only night in. Her dark red hair, starting to fade from the fiery glory of her 20s, falls over her face in messy strands. There's a bottle of Jack Daniels on the coffee table, an empty glass. I notice each item in turn. I'm aware of Hannah and Zach beside me. They're peering down at Julia too. For a second, I hope against hope that this is a game, that any moment she's going to open her eyes and say boo. Is she asleep, Mummy? Zach asks. I'm not sure, I say. But I am. I don't know what gives it away. Maybe the paleness of her face, or the stiffness of that arm across her chest. I look down. There's a stain on the front of her sweats where her muscles have relaxed and she's wet herself. Why does it smell of pee? Zach clutches my leg. Mum? Hannah's voice quavers. Now she's drawing closer as well. I have to act. I have to do something. I must protect my children. These thoughts run through my head as I reach out and touch Julia's cheek. It's cold. I run my fingers up to her temple, brushing the hair off her forehead. Her skin, her whole being, is rigid, unnatural. I start shaking. How can this have happened? How can Julia be dead? She's 36, only 2 years younger than I am. Mummy? Hannah suddenly sounds as young as Zach. I draw my hand away from Julia's face. Time seems to have slowed down. I'm still trembling. I can't think. Inside, I'm screaming.